Hello and welcome back to Go With The Flow podcast. Today we are getting into none other than Love and Marriage Detroit, episode 3. So sit back, relax, and let's get into it. Okay, so we start the episode picking up from Anthony talking crazy to Christina's friend. Brandon and Anthony's friend Bravo speaks up and says it seems like Brandon's being held back. They want Christina to understand that being at the club is just strictly business. Brandon basically equates it to Anthony and Bravo are sprinting while he's jogging. Christina feels like he should be fine because he has an artist. And then Brandon, like while they're going back and forth, Brandon goes in on her and tells the table that it's about protecting her image because she's insecure. What? Bro, what? That's what you said about your wife? The way he's so comfortable letting other people come at her is ridiculous. Like, that's not cool at all. Christina wants acknowledgement that he doesn't ask about her career. She talks about how she put her life on hold for 7 years to raise their daughters, and he is not supportive. Christina's in tears again. Episode 3 again, trying to defend herself. She talks about how he doesn't have her back. They're going back and forth about how he feels like he feels like she makes him the one at fault all the time. And it's like, no, sir, I think that's you. I think you try to use Christina as a reason why Star Factory isn't what you potentially wanted to become. Like, I don't know, something, I think he has a hard time. In this moment, I feel like he has a hard time taking accountability. That's what it feels like. And Christina lets him know she can have any man that she wants as a Claire Huxtable anytime, anywhere, any day or something like that. And, you know, she basically wants him to know, I'm not insecure. I could go out here and get it if I want. And of course, you know, he don't want to hear that. And in his confessional, he states he could be out doing his thing, implying that since he works with these artists, he could be out, you know, acting a fool, being reckless, you know? And it's just like a person like that who could just take jabs at anybody anytime because, you know, in a back and forth, he wants to win or he wants to be victorious. That's a dangerous game. That's a slippery slope that Brandon is, you know, on. And I feel like that will continue to blow up in his face until he learns to fix that. Because, nope. She feels like she is being made to be a scapegoat for his career not being as successful. And he asked for her full support. And she says, you got it. That's what she said. You got my full support. However, she will not approve of him being in the club. And he feels like, from his perspective, being a husband is about providing for his family. And he says he doesn't come home to love and appreciation. And she says, sir, at 11 at night, I am tired. Like, what do you want from me? You want me to run downstairs and hop on your back? That's what she says. And he asks, why does she want to be married to him? She doesn't really give like a direct answer, or at least the edit shows not her not giving a direct answer. So he suggests she just wants to be married, like to be married to be for married sake. There's some probably some truth in that, because the way y'all are dysfunctional, I'm not sure how y'all working through this. He decides he needs to go take a walk. Now, Anthony and LaToya are talking about everything that just happened at the car. LaToya is embarrassed and knows that apologies need to be made to the owner of the establishment. Anthony wants to be supportive of Christina and Brandon because now he sees the territory that they're in. Oh, now you do. You went hard in the paint for your boy, Brandon. You went in, put your foot in your mouth. And now that you see it for what it is, now you realize it's not all sunshine and rainbows. It's not all Christina's fault. You see the way he's talking about his wife, greasy. And you should acknowledge the way he let y'all talk to his wife, super greasy. Okay? It's oiled up and it's slippery and it's a mess. And it's not okay. Absolutely not. And the thing about Anthony, to me, is he's the type that he starts a fire, he'll start a fight, and then he'll come back around the other way and be like, oh my God, let me help you put that out. Where'd that fire come from? Like, he's in the drama constantly. The men are bringing the drama so far. That's what I'll say about that. He feels like Brandon's not pouring into his wife the way that Anthony, you know, has poured in and invested in Opulence Wines. He waves it over her, over LaToya, that he wrote a big check to help support her wine company. And LaToya thinks that they do not need to get involved because it's not their business. She said, I'm staying out of it. I want to be neutral. I'm trying to be Switzerland. That's what she's saying. In the next scene, Kobe's parents come by to visit. They talk about Russell going to divinity school. And the dad who's the pastor, who Russell went to as his mentor, knowing that Kobe did not want to become a preacher's wife, a pastor's wife, a chaplain's wife, whatever you call it. That's not what she wanted to sign up for. He already told her, I went to your father and asked him to be my mentor. Now sitting at the table, the daughter, the mom, and the dad trying to act like he don't really know what's going on. He like tried to hold back, like, oh, really? Well, at first, because he said Russell came to him in confidence. You are more concerned about your son-in-law versus your daughter, whose interest you should have overall. I mean, besides God, obviously, because you're a pastor, but like, you worried about protecting him instead of protecting your daughter. And that's weird to me. It's weird to me. Her mom reminds her that his relationship with God comes first before his before Russell's relationship with his wife. And I don't think she, you know, is not acknowledging that. I don't feel like Kobe's not acknowledging that. She feels like, Kobe feels like her and Russell's daughter suffer because of that. She expresses that after growing up as a preacher's kid or PK, she doesn't like what that can do to the dynamic of the relationship. Obviously, she sat and watched it with her dad and her mom. Obviously, they had a lot of struggles in the relationship. And usually when you see something growing up that you don't want to repeat, you do everything in your power to run away and go in the opposite direction. I still don't feel the warmth between Russell and Kobe. And I'm going to just say that Russell's just not that type. I think she pretty much said, like, he just doesn't emote romantic vibes. But yeah, there's just so many things. Anyway, Kobe, she doesn't want to repeat the cycle. She don't want to repeat the cycle, and she feels that she should be able to ask questions as his wife and that he shouldn't be held as being superior to her. She feels she should be informed. And I completely agree. Like, we are supposed to be partners. So if you were doing business with your partner, especially if that partner was a male, you aren't supposed to make moves without him knowing because y'all are in it together. So in a relationship, it should be the same way. They want to know what her response would have been if he kept, you know, told her up front. She said, probably no, like, I wouldn't be with it. I wouldn't be down. And they say that's probably why he didn't come to her first. The parents are trying to help her understand his perspective and how challenged he may have been. Kobe feels like her dad is trying to toe the line of not upsetting her and protecting Russell. And Kobe, she liked to turn up. I don't know. I feel like Russell probably knew when he married her that he was drawn to that lifestyle, and you knew that she did not want to be a part of that lifestyle. So I'm trying to figure out how you duped her into that. I don't know. We'll find that out. In the next scene, Anthony is working and he hits up Brandon. Brandon talks about how he went for a walk that night and hasn't seen his wife since. Brandon feels like F everybody. Like, he slept at the other crib. He says they may be separated. He's not sure. And Anthony feels like they are family. Like, Anthony basically advises Brandon to get his wife back. And Anthony also tells Brandon that he was there when he was in Atlanta, you know, leaving LaToya overwhelmed with the kids. One of his sons, I think, was dealing with racism in school. And Anthony talks about how the Disney Marvel opportunity was like a dream come true. And you can tell it's still a sore spot for him. And I totally understand that. Like, if you had an opportunity to finally do something that you've really, really, really wanted to do, and you really like, listen, we gotta make this work. I could imagine Anthony probably was excited. He's the dreamer. I mean, they're both dreamers, but like he, the artistic dreamer, I guess. And he probably was like, we can make this work. I can go to Atlanta and come back and to Detroit and, come back on the weekends, come back whenever I have, a day off. We can make this work. And it just was poor. It was just bad timing. In the middle of the pandemic, when your wife is a doctor, and she's going through that stress, then she's trying to raise three kids on her own. I mean, I think she has help, but you know what I'm saying? That's a lot to shoulder at a very scary time. And I could see how that could be tough because he had to give up on his dream, but it ultimately was for the good of the kids and for the health of their marriage. So I understand feeling disappointed. I do. And you could tell it's a tender, that's a tender moment, like a tender thing to him. Like it's still something he's trying to make peace with. Brandon feels comfort in knowing he's not the only one suffering in his marriage. And Anthony was talking with some sense, like sometimes he really be like, okay, so I don't know if you're putting on for the cameras, but you actually not as like, you don't be wilding as much as it seems like you do sometimes. And that's weird too, because I'm like, so Anthony, which one are you? Like, are you very level-headed and you turning up for the cameras? Like you come in, you clocking in to do your job or what? That's what I want to know. Anthony, while trying to talk some sense into Brandon, he's like, you don't want another man being called daddy by your kids. And he talks about how a wife will have his back. And he wants to see his friend win. Christina gets a visit from her friend Chelsea. Her friend is utilizing Christina as a stylist. And Christina talks about how Brandon let her boss, let's Brandon, what? I'm sorry, I'm reading my notes. Basically, Christina talks about how she's embarrassed that she had to defend herself against all those men. And she's just talking about like how Brandon walked away. And she said, even if he stepped out, she'll fight. She gonna fight. Because she wants her girls to see both parents in the home, because that's how she grew up. And I get that. She also says that if she's not gonna fight if Brandon really wants to leave. If that's really what he wants, she's not gonna fight him. But if it's up to her, she's gonna do everything she can to keep her marriage. Oh, girl. Christina, girl, I don't know what to say. Dr. Latoya and Anthony go out for a date in the next scene. He talks about having to visit Atlanta and how he knows she won't like that. And she lets him know, like, stop saying that. And again, I don't know if this is like how he is all the time or if he's doing it for the cameras. Because it's so many times that he does stuff and she just looks kind of like, ugh. You can tell she's a person to me. She comes off as a person who does not like conflict, does not like drama. Like, she just wants to keep it cool, keep it cute. You know what I mean? Like, low stress. And I just feel like Anthony turns on for the cameras because there's so many times where I've just seen her looking like and shaking her head, like, oh God, here we go. Here we go. Here he go acting a fool again. I'm just gonna go and let him do his thing. Just gonna sit over here in the corner. Yeah, she's just annoyed because she doesn't like this kind of thing he's putting out about her being against Atlanta. He feels like he didn't move, he didn't make a full move. He was just working. And she felt like he was away. And with what the boys, I guess both boys were dealing with, the racism, she needed him. The kids needed him to be present. And he felt like they could have helped. He felt like he could have still been a help even if he was going back and forth. And I think again, like as I was saying, that's tricky because you want to pursue your interests, but you have children who are forever going to remember certain things. And whether it hurts, you know, in the moment or not, you know, you make sacrifices sometimes when you don't want to. And your sons will remember who showed up for them in a moment like that, you know, dealing with racism. So he said, Anthony says he would never get in the way of her dreams no matter what. So he feels it's unfair. He feels if the roles were reversed, he would have buckled down and made it work. And he also feels conflicted because he feels like as the man, he doesn't have the same choices, despite LaToya saying that's not true. So basically, he kind of feel like if I was the one, if you wanted to go away, I would make it work. I would, you know, make it happen. But I think we also know that if the roles were reversed, I mean, obviously the kids need their mom, but in that situation, the boys may have needed their dad more. And I think he's saying as the man of the house, there's a responsibility that I have to uphold, period. And so, you know, there's just not as many options. I don't think that's true. I don't think that she wouldn't have given him the freedom to pursue what he wanted. But I just think it was just bad timing, period. That's where the episode ends. Love and Marriage Detroit is giving. It's giving something. I just wonder if this is genuine drama or if this is them coming to show up for work. Some of them, not everybody. You know, as far as who's bringing the drama, Anthony, Brandon, and in the next episode, Colby. And the spouses, I mean, Christina, obviously, she also is bringing the drama. And that's probably why they have some issues, because they're both creative people and they both in their own eyes are the stars. And when you have two people who feel like they're stars, sometimes it can cause some friction. Sometimes. But if you listen so far, I so appreciate you for tuning in. I'm here wherever you listen to podcasts. Share with a friend, share on social media, come back and listen next time. And if you have any shows that you want me to review and talk about, just send me an email. You can send me an email at gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Go With The Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Robin Flow, and I will see you next time.